First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, are there any additions?
I just read a question on the agenda. Everything should remain as noted. There is a revised agenda. We removed one of the site plans for discussion of a lot with a 50-foot right-of-way. Since Mr. Wheaton is here this evening, do you really feel it necessary to have the additional business for a purpose of sign discussion?
That's going to come back up. That council's dealing with that on Tuesday, and then it's going to come back through here anyway, if an ordinance is introduced as part of a public hearing.
You're saying just take it off?
Yeah, particularly since Mr. Wheatley's not here.
So we need a motion to
amend the agenda as stated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend the agenda, removing the item on discussion of the sign regulations.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is approval of the minutes of February 25, 2016 Planning and Zoning Meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes have been reviewed, and if you so desire, you can approve the minutes as circulated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of February 25th, 2016. As circulated.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the minutes of February 25, 2016 as circulated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The items of old business are items that were the subject of public hearings and have had the record closed and had been deferred for posting on a future agenda. That agenda is this evening. We have four items. The first item is Ocean Way Estates, application regarding installation of gates within the Ocean Way Estates development.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a motion prepared. I didn't know if the commissioners had any discussion or comments they wanted to make prior to me introducing this motion.
I do, Mr. Chairman, if I might. I know this was a public hearing that we had where there was a lot of people that were on either side of the fence, for or against. However, I've been on this commission now going on 11 years, I don't ever remember us having gates installed in the middle of subdivisions that could create a difficult situation for many people. Not just the handicapped or the elderly, but you'd have a single parent with young children in the car, and then they have to get out and try and maneuver a manual gate. And it doesn't allow for the smooth flow of traffic. While at the same time, I'm keenly aware there are folks that have property that like the idea of the gate, that it gives them some sense of privacy. However, as I understand our code, it doesn't permit for gates to be dropped, to be obstructing the through traffic. And those are my thoughts.
I looked at this. I looked at this kind of completely. I looked at it in the same way, but I looked at it as what was approved on the site plan when it was originally approved. And that's really the question that's in front of us. It's, were the gates approved when it was originally approved as a site plan? And then should they be, then they weren't, there were no gates there. And it's an amendment to a site plan of an already built out community. And I can't see my way through it.
Thank you. Mr. Ross, any comments, or feel free to enter your motion.
No, I just think that the community can do a lot to calm traffic and slow traffic through their community besides this type of an action, or actually locate the gates where they should be located, whether it's stop signs, speed bumps, speed limits, pedestrian crosswalks. There's a lot of things that can be done to slow traffic and make it less convenient for people to cut through your development. With that, Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request to approve the gates that currently exist in the development known as Ocean Way Estates based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant pointed out that the location of the gates was recently but informally considered by the commission without the benefit of a public hearing. Upon further consideration, it has been helpful to the commission to receive information from all residents affected by the gates through this public hearing process. Two, this development was approved in several stages. Section 1 was approved in 1974 for 181 lots. Section 2 was approved in 1983 for 18 lots. Section 3 was approved in 1987 for 150 lots. Section 4 was approved in 1991 for 43 lots. Three, the gates have never been approved by Sussex County. None of the four site plans approved by Sussex County under Chapter 99 of the Sussex County Code identifies gates anywhere within the development. Sections 3 and 4 of the development were approved with direct interconnection between Muddy Neck Road and Route 26. This requirement is consistent with Section 99-17 of Sussex County Code, which governs street layout. Four, although there was testimony from residents in support of the gates, of which a substantial portion was from residents of Sections 1 and 2 of the development, including the Homeowners Association of Sections 1 and 2. But Sections 1 and 2 were not directly impacted by the gates since they have direct access to Route 26, which is the main commercial and arterial roadway in the area, without having to use the gates. Instead, the greatest impact of the gates is upon the present and future residents of Sections 3 and 4 who would have access the gates to get to Route 26. Five, there was testimony in the record that the gates are not all currently functioning and that they create safety and convenience issues to the property owners, residents, and guests within Ocean Way Estates. There was testimony that people need to get out of their cars to operate the swing gates, which could be difficult for elderly or disabled people. And there was testimony that the swing gates are often locked or blocked, making them completely inaccessible to elderly and disabled people. Six, there was testimony from a property owner in opposition to the gates who lives near them. She stated that the gates are not working and that the swing gates are often locked and chained and inoperable, that she has had to open the gates for emergency vehicles so that they could get to their destination within the development, and that her property has been negatively impacted by drivers having to turn around in her yard when they can't get through the gates. Seven, there was testimony from a resident who stated that the gates have been blocked or locked, preventing her from having direct access through the development to her place of work. Eight, based upon the information in the record, the gates in their present location do not satisfy the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code, which includes the quote, the provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways, end of quote. Nine, although there was a lot of testimony that traffic calming devices may be necessary, there was no uniformity about how to address traffic or whether the gates are best or the best method. Some people like the gates where they are, but others stated that they wanted complete barriers, and others said that there should be gates at the entrances. 10. The site plans for this development were approved for the entire development with uninterrupted access between Route 26 and Muddy Neck Road. I do not find any compelling reason why this development would have originally been approved with gates in the middle of it, and the evidence, the county code, and good planning do not support approval of the gates in the present location. 11. For all of these reasons, it is my motion that the request to approve the gates in their present location should be denied and that the gates must be removed.
Second.
Gentlemen, we have a motion and we have a second to deny the Ocean Way Estates for the reasons articulated by Mr. Ross in his motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Motion is denied.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Our next item of business is conditional use number 20. Next item is conditional.